Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Mullins, and here are today's top local stories. The FDNY wants to know, is this ever going to stop? More concerns today about lithium-ion batteries. Apparently, they're still a huge thorn and a dangerous thorn because of the way they're being handled and disposed of. The FDNY says, in fact, a couple of fires here recently had lithium-ion written all over the ashes. Newsman Mac Rosenberg leading the broadcast on this Thursday.
The good news is people are getting the message to not keep lithium-ion batteries in their homes. Fire Marshal Daniel Flynn.
We have the same number of fires this year, but we have 35 fewer structural fires. That means people are getting that message and they're keeping them outside whenever possible.
That first part he mentioned is the bad news. The fires are still happening. Two in the last week on a barge in Queens, and in Brownsville, five homes were destroyed. FDNY Commissioner Robert Tucker.
Data collected in 2023 showed that nearly 60% of fires caused by lithium-ion batteries were caused by batteries that weren't even charging.
Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Yeah, and we will tell you that a bill to create federal standards for lithium-ion batteries passed the House, and it is awaiting a Senate vote. Well, a former NYPD cop gets 27 years for shooting and wounding her ex-girlfriend and killing the ex-girlfriend's new love interest. 34-year-old Yvonne Wu was sentenced in state court in Brooklyn after pleading guilty to manslaughter in June. Police say she shot Jenny Lee and Jamie Lang. Wu was off duty 2 years ago when she used her police gun to shoot Lee, the former girlfriend, and Lang, Lee's new partner. Lang died and Lee survived with serious injuries. At the sentencing, Miss Lee told the judge it was a living nightmare to watch somebody's life being taken right in front of her eyes. Lee says she had to relearn how to walk and sit up and everything after she was shot. Wu was initially charged with murder but pleaded guilty to manslaughter and attempted murder in June. Well, we're coming up on the last summer holiday, Labor Day, and if you're planning to go somewhere, you know the drill. Everybody else is too. So the roads and airports are going to be off the chain, and a lot of it has already started. We're at the airport.
The area airports are expected to see 2.5 million passengers over the holiday weekend. And since it is Labor Day, everyone we spoke to at LaGuardia's Terminal B was headed home. Some not so quickly. Robin Messier and Lauren Bruchard came to see some tennis at the U.S. Open.
Well, our flight is delayed 5 hours, for a one-hour flight.
We're going back to Montreal, but we're supposed to leave at 10:30. We're leaving at like 2:30, I think.
Yeah.
It's fun time in the airport.
While it can't do anything about the delays, the TSA says it is staffed to handle the large crowds with the goal of keeping wait times under 30 minutes at standard screening lanes. Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM at LaGuardia Airport.
Yeah, they're saying today, tomorrow, and Monday are going to be the craziest days, so plan your travels accordingly, everybody. They say the worst time to travel, coming or going, is between 1 p.m. and 7:30 p.m., just so you know. Meantime, Congressman Richie Torres says it's time for the U.S. to restore flights to Israel. He's criticizing the three bigs for their continued suspension of flights, saying it's in effect boycotting the country. Torres fired off a letter to American, Delta, and United. He says the prolonged suspension of service to Israel has made a wreck of air travel, saying it's less accessible and a lot more expensive due to the lack of competition. As you know, all three airlines stopped flying to Israel shortly after the October 7th Hamas assault that sparked the ongoing war in Gaza. Delta announced last week it's not going back to Israel until late October. American won't fly there until next March, and United said it's continuing its suspension indefinitely. Torres says, come on, guys. The FAA hadn't issued a travel ban to Israel since the October 7th attack, so what are we doing here? So far, there's been no comment from the airlines. Big tribute today in Oyster Bay for Nassau police detective who died in the line of duty, Detective Lieutenant Christopher Sismarek. Succumbed to cancer he developed after his exposure to toxins working the pile. So they named a street after him this morning, Christopher Sismarek Way. He served more than 3 decades before dying in the line of duty. He had pancreatic cancer. Oyster Bay Town Supervisor Joe Saladino was there to present the honors with the detective's family and friends. Well, the NYPD put out some pictures today of some kids suspected of going around robbing people in Central Park. We had another mugging last night, in fact.
Police are looking for three teens who assaulted a 27-year-old woman and took her phone and purse on West Drive at 65th Street. People on that route, like Anna Lee, tell me.
I haven't had any issues at all, and I'm not at all concerned.
Do you come in the park at night?
I do not.
Barry is here all the time.
I just go on with my life and I don't think about it.
And come during the day?
only.
Police had a command post off 7th Avenue after a series of muggings at the south end of the park. Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Anybody with information about this trio is asked to call Crime Stoppers at 800-577-TIPS. Somewhere in the world, Shaq O'Neal is wondering where was the New York Parks Department when I was trying to learn how to shoot a free throw? Check out the latest gift from the Parks people and what they're doing for the kids who want a hoop.
There's no need to tell Paul Anton to get his head in the game.
New York, we're here. Hoop is here.
That's right. He's the founder of Hoop, the world's first smart basketball hoop, and it is slam dunking on all traditional hoops. It's equipped with a waterproof backboard, a video screen, and
advanced sensors and a webcam to provide real-time feedback on shot accuracy, trajectory, and count positioning.
Commissioner Sue Donahue speaking at Hoops Unveiling. And young hoopers like Claire can't wait to put it to use.
My coaches aren't always here. It's good because it gives kids the free ability to practice, and they get feedback, and they get to know all of their data.
Amanda Alexander, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM at Tompkins Square Park.
That is too cool.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.